We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search. Match. With Indeed. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/match. Just go to Indeed.com/match right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/match. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
All right, guys, it is the race day for the Verizon 200 at the Brickyard. I'm Corey LaJoy, and this is Stack and Penny Spare Change Edition. We're going to break down a little bit of this Indy road course action. We have a ton of ringers today. Kamui Kobayashi, SVG back for some more, Brody Kostecki, V8 Supercar, and Stack and Penny's podcast guest. There's one more.
Rockefeller.
Mike Rockefeller driving the 42, proud driver of the Garage 56 vehicle as well. Stacked. The most stacked ringer lineup we've had in a minute, Chuck. Who do you think is the best of the ringers? Don't take the low-hanging
fruit. The low-hanging fruit would be SVG, right?
Of course.
Yeah. And I don't think we're going to see a repeat of what happened in Chicago for the things that were mentioned in the interview,
this past week,
that this is a bit more of a level playing field. Everybody's got more data on this race. So of those ringers, and I don't know. Double file restarts, I think, might get SVG kind of crossed up a little bit.
How's the weather looking?
I heard rain on Saturday, decent on Sunday. Going to be a little hot.
Get pushed back.
88, 90.
If it's rain, so we're filming this earlier in the week.
Yep.
If it's rain this early in the week, could get pushed back a little bit, make stuff a little interesting. That goes single file restarts.
Could. I agree with your take, Chuck. I don't believe the guys are going to be quite as nice to those guys coming in trying to take our lunch money.
Nope. They had enough of that in Chicago.
Enough of that. Seen that movie, didn't like it.
Hated it, really.
Gave it 10% on Rotten Tomatoes.
Disliked it.
Thumbs down.
Thumbs down.
Terrible.
Knuckleheaded terrible. So – I think people are sleeping on Brody. Brody Wheels.
Do you think that this is a tough question. Is his team going to be as strong as Project 91 team?
No.
Okay, not that tough of a question then. Why?
Trackhouse had won up to that point two road course races, so the road course package was really strong. But hang on a second. RCR won two as well. Road America.
Defending race winners of this one.
So
yeah, so like that's what
the car is going to be pretty good.
Yeah, and the depth of the, you know, they're using people. The Project 91, they're kind of set up for that car to run multiple times a year.
Yep.
We don't know how many. Like, I don't know much about RCR. I know that, like, I've been around Darian Grubb, so I know his level of
preparation,
preparedness, pre-race preparation
prevents piss poor performance.
That's right. So and then getting a little bit of a peek behind the curtain with the SVG, the three-part series that they did, and like listening to the things that Darian thought was important. Because like the easiest thing I think for these guys is going to be getting around the track quickly. Like,
yes.
I think pace is going to be easy for them.
That's no question.
Right? It's like your dad always says, this is just so everybody knows, this is what Randy always says to Corey. You do the hard shit easy.
It's the easy
shit you can do. but it's the easy stuff that's the easiest to mess up.
And easy stuff such as pit road's the easiest place to
eating on pit road,
to throw away your day and just
not understanding restart rules.
Yeah, pulling out of line at the wrong time or whatever.
Blowing a corner and not doing a stop and go where you're supposed to. That's the stuff with a part-time team, guys that aren't doing it every week, the rules that change that people aren't up on, and they go, oh, and then you find yourself a lap down or the tail end of the field on a terrible cycle and you're out of the race.
Yep.
But
I don't know. What if Kamui's also in the weed, like land like a ninja?
My question is this. They've never run a third car. So
Hang on.
What's the depth at 23?
Travis Pastrana.
Oh, they did. I'm wrong. There you go. And he finished top, what did he finish? 11th. Daytona 500.
A little bit more.
There I go.
There could be the same number of attrition.
No.
Not no more.
Now with the restart zone moving back.
Yeah.
There will be some, but there won't be as much. All of that being said, with like cars that those guys are driving, they're not jumping in mid-tier to lower tier cars. They're driving key partner cars with key partner level support, a ton of simulator time, a ton of driver information for those guys to download this week. And it's also easier than it's ever been to take a car that's prepared for the race to the racetrack. 20 minutes practice, you line them up, turn them right around, and go to the racetrack.
Yeah.
Or to go Q. You don't have to have a road crew team thrashing on happy hour, slinging springs at it. You are legitimately, whatever you show up to the racetrack with, if you're close to all your teammates, a couple bar clicks away, and you're shipping it. So I could understand why more teams are apt with this next-gen car now to bring a third car, especially if you bring in a world-class road course racer and let it eat. And we're going to see who can go get it done today. I don't know who it's going to be.
Let's make two picks. Let's pick a ringer and then pick up
a regular.
Regular.
Ringer to win or best finish among the ringers.
Just best finish among the ringers and then best finish among regular cup drivers.
Yep.
I'd say who's going to win the race. Who do you think is going to win? I mean,
a winner or a ringer?
Winger. I think it's going to be a regular.
Yeah.
But I think the ringers are going to be close. I'm going Tyler Reddick if you're going to go.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah, if you guys are looking at me, I'm going Tyler Reddick. They make a sweet redemption after Michigan. And if you're going to let me pick my ringer first, too?
No.
Okay. Chuck.
I'm going to go this year at Indy, redemption is spelled R-O-S-S. Because last year he did the
Rossdemption.
Rossdemption.
Oh.
I'm gonna take a Trackhouse team, and I take the one with Trackhouse getting the win at Indy.
Mm-hmm. Now, you know, is it disrespectful to break a watermelon on the bricks?
You can do what you want to. You just want.
Yeah. Okay.
I mean, they drink milk on it, you know.
I got one for you.
Okay.
I'm gonna go for the three-peat, Chris Buescher.
Hey.
Ooh. I don't hate it.
Don't hate it.
I don't hate it. What about for your?
And
ringer?
Then I'll pick the ringer.
The ringer.
I'm gonna go Kamui.
Really?
Yeah.
Do you think? I don't know much about him.
I talked to Tyler in Pocono. We happen to have breakfast at the same place, and he says Kamui is lightning fast on a simulator.
What's Tyler Reddick's breakfast look like? Probably yogurt parfait.
We were sitting at different tables, so I don't recall exactly. Flapjack.
Did you send him a
Shirley Temple? No, I didn't.
Shirley Josh Wiseby. No, he doesn't work out with Josh Wiseby. No, he's Toyota guy.
Yeah.
Oh, they might be sneaking in a couple flapjacks.
Might be.
Who's your
ringer?
I'm gonna take Brody.
All right, I like that.
Yeah, I'm gonna take Brody.
I'm gonna go out on a limb and pick Shane Van Gisbergen.
And you're really reaching for that one.
Yep. Tyler Reddick and SVG. Where do I put my money?
I honestly think there's gonna be a little bit of this coming back down with SVG.
I'm also running the truck race, which I'm excited about.
Ooh,
this
he's
week.
Running it. Yeah, he ran it. Well, he would have ran it by now.
Yeah.
Hope you did good.
Hope you did good.
Welcome to America. That's an oval.
Yeah.
He's a sprint car guy, though.
Real ones are just they have to feel the tire. They can extract the most speed that the car has. And if you are an elite race car driver, you can adapt to anything. And he's an elite race car driver. And he's going to figure it out. I'm interested to see what Trackhouse does with him in the future. I'm excited to see what the future holds here today, Chuck. 230.
Where are you going to finish?
Top 20, man, would be really good. I think I've been in the top 20.
13th.
Oh, that'd be a hell of a day.
Come on, dude. Give yourself some credit.
No, I'd like to be 13th to 17th. I mean, you add four guys in there that are capable of running top 10 that normally aren't there. But I feel like I'm a 18th to 20th place road course guy right now. I'm still getting a little better. Got a little time there in a Camaro several weeks ago. So found some speed in some areas where I was struggling in. So I'm excited to see how that all translates today.
Real quick, I'm going to be on the couch with my NASCAR app open, listening to you and listening to Blaney, hopefully not yelling about each other.
That'd be good.
And listening to, it's not MRN, it's the Indy. Indy has their own radio station, and watching the in-cars I like to be able to watch the in cars of like the 12 cars pit stop. Like when Jonathan's like, all right, bring it to me. I'll switch to the in car of the 12 to watch pit stop because I usually can see Dilly, the kid who's filling in for me, kind of run around the front and tell if it's a clean stop or not. That NASCAR app, if you don't have it, is well worth the $4.99.
For sure. Go get it. Chuck, penny for your thoughts, questions.
Two penny for your thoughts questions this week. The first one comes from not Corey LaJoy. Mm. He's back.
Could got be anybody.
Could
other
be anyone.
Than you.
Yeah, it's not you. But as a driver,
or is it?
Do you collect, do NASCAR drivers collect their own diecast cars / merchandise?
Nerd.
He has, I believe, over 25 of your 1/64th scale. Spanning from BK.
I was calling Corey a nerd.
TriStar, Go Fast, JG.
I have probably, if you collect, I don't know, cars, you're a nerd. 4 or 5. I got the stack of pennies car. I've got the most of the ones I have are like the prototype ones that don't make MOQ, and they just give me the ones like the 23 Dr. Pepper first throwback car I had. I've got that, but most of them are just on my floor with the windshields blown out of them because my kid's playing with them. And then Kelly's been keeping a lot, like just one T-shirt of every run that we do, just so
that's
we can
cool.
like yeah. have like throwback shirts for the kids one day.
You can make a quilt. You ever seen quilt. That? You ever yeah. seen those? Yeah. I like. I get mad at myself because I like was
next gonna, question.
I was gonna try to collect every. I was gonna try to collect every diecast from like the wins that I was on, but I never did it because when you're doing it, dude, you don't really yeah. think about it.
Yeah.
All right. Next question comes from Nathan.
I wouldn't have any cars in my collection.
Next question.
Next question.
Nathan Dillard, 92, and he wants to know, how much Miracle-Gro does it take to get a beard as dense and thick as yours? Inquiring fans want to know. Side note, I thought you might have needed your visor flipped down for that conversation with Winnie, LOL.
This guy's got beard envy.
It's thick right now. No Miracle-Gro. I just eat my spinach and drink my Celsius.
Some people are just blessed with good facial hair.
They are.
Yeah.
You've got good facial hair.
You got strong facial
Ryan
hair.
Ryan does not.
Nope. Merriman, to his credit, he's not here.
He's not
I'm
going
to pay him a compliment.
Yeah, I'm not going to give him a compliment.
He's got decent facial hair.
So,
the only thing decent about him.
Yeah.
I mean, I feel like a decent amount of Celsius in a Built Bar on occasion is what the difference is.
Yeah.
It'll make your hair grow strong.
Whatever I'm doing, it sucks.
He's just not drinking Celsius.
It just grows in all patchy, trashy, like Joe Dirt
brown
style.
Liquor and
some dog ear songs.
Yeah, yeah. A little Willie Nelson on some violin.
Or it's
vinyl.
Just genetics, I think. Maybe.
Could be.
No, probably
maybe
not so much
just
that.
Genetics.
No, it's not so much that.
Or it's that, what would you use to sponsor? Honest Amish.
I put some Honest Amish in today, actually.
Could be it.
They got great stuff still. Even though they're not paying for the show, I'll still give them a shout out.
No, they have you know great... what you should put on your Mobile One?
Yeah, a little
10W30. You put Mobile One in your car, it helps your beard.
Get you sheened up.
I do. When I get a full beard, I will put a little bit of beard oil in there. Yeah. I may have to try a little bit of
Mobile 10W30.
Yeah, yeah. 10W30? Maybe 10W40. You know, yeah. I don't know.
Play with it.
Yeah. Try different viscosities.
Penny Stacker of the Week. I'm sure there's one. It's been so long since this past week because we're at Sunday. Just talking about last week. I don't know. Maybe it could be you. Write us some more Penny for Your Thoughts questions this week. I'm sure I'll run in some people. Always love hearing when people listen to the show. We'll continue to do it. Keep on making this thing better and keep chugging it down the road and giving the people what they want each and every week. This is Stacking Pennies presented by Mobile One. Make sure you tune in today, 2:30 on NBC for the Verizon 200 at the Brickyard. Big day. Don't miss it. 3 to go to the playoffs. Be there, be square. Goodbye.